WMFO 91.5 Boston. Good morning, gang. DJ D here. Dance Music Express Music Series. Feeling a little under the weather, but I'm going to do my best for you. I got two of my boys in the studio. They're going to help me out today, just for a little while. WMFO Medfa. DJ D here on the Wheels of Steel. Quick shout out to my good friends Luke, Jack, and Andres. Toasty Time, that's their show. They're on at 10 a.m. every week. They come in before me, 1 hour before me. I'm on at 11 to 12. They're on from 10 to 11. They have great, great music. They're a great group of guys. All kinds of freeform stuff. And they have a lot of surprises. They were telling me some of their tricks up their sleeve. So you watch out. You got nothing doing in the morning? Check out Toasty Time with Luke, Jack, and Andres. The OJs. I love music. Tom Moulton mix right here. The OJs. I love music. Well, if you love music, you know what? You came to the right place with me, DJ D, right here on WMFO 91.5 Boston. And we have a big show coming up this weekend. It's going to be all about live music day. That's right. Right here on the 26th, Saturday, we're going to feature a lot of bands. And I'm lucky enough to have in studio with me one of the producers of the show, Michael Stewart, who also is a DJ for many years and has a band. And, well, you know what? I'm going to let him tell a little bit about himself, and he's going to talk about live music day that's happening this Saturday right here at MFO 91.5.
Thank you, Daryl. DJ D, you have to excuse me. I have a little respiratory thing going on here. So if I hit the floor, call the ambulance.
I opened up my show. I have an earache. All right.
Okay, your mummy's going to be here with a hot cocoa soon.
I hope so.
Okay, anyways, this Saturday, October, Saturday the 26th, starting at 8 a.m. here at WMFO 91.5 FM and WMFO.org web streaming. We have a WMFO live day, and it's going from 8 o'clock, and we think it's going to go past maybe 9 p.m. And what happens from the first couple hours are going to be songwriting circles, so you'll be able to hear some of your favorite local acoustic artists. And then after that, we're going to go from Studio A to Studio D with live bands. And we're going to go back and forth, then to Studio A again with more acoustic acts. And that's going to happen up to 6 o'clock. And then the Tough students are going to take over at 6 o'clock, and they're going to have lots of surprises, lots of music, probably more mostly in Studio A. But your Tough student artists who are here as students who do music are going to be playing after 6 o'clock here.
That is excellent. That's a great idea. Who come up with that idea? You?
Well, we did one in the springtime. You were part of it.
Yes, right.
And after that, we were talking with the exec board here, and they decided that they were going to take over the day and basically make it all day about live music here at WMFO. And basically, we're promoting the local scene, but we're promoting the station. We have a really great station here.
Oh,
we have
God.
A top-tier Boston College station. And we really want to, let people know what we're doing here and, basically spotlight the station and spotlight the local talent.
Michael, how many years has the MFO been around?
Well, it originally was back in the 60s, an AM station. Mm-hmm. And it was that way for many years. And then there was the famous incident with attaching the antenna to the railroad tracks, and the FCC didn't like that too much because it was going from Quincy to Bangor, Maine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So after a couple years, with some negotiation, they renegotiated an FM license for us, and that was the late 60s. Mm-hmm. So as WMFO, we've been going since the late 60s here. In the early 70s, we had a fire here.
That's right, we had the fire here.
Yeah,
that's right.
And
this room actually was on fire.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that was before you were here.
Oh, believe me, yeah.
And what they did was they had to rebuild the station. Within 24 hours, they were running the show up at the antenna, up at Bayou.
Oh, really?
I forget if I'm pronouncing that, where our antenna is up on the hill.
Okay, right.
And they were doing the show out of there. And after a year or two, they had the station rebuilt. We got a lot of donation. We have a great, great vinyl selection here. All our vinyl got destroyed in that, so we had great donations. And as some people may know, vinyl is gold. There's stuff on there that'll never be put out again.
I know.
Reason being that the tapes have gone missing, or they disintegrated, or they got lost. And so there's going to be things on albums here that you'll never capture again. Plus, we have a lot of CD collection. We have a digital library here called Rivendell, where there's, thousands and thousands. We have our automation, which is run off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, a lot of people come in with their own records and CDs and digital music, and they play it in their laptops. So this event here, this Saturday, is not just a community event. It's a student WMFO event. And we want everybody to tune in and support the station and what we're doing here. Like I said, we have a top-tier Boston College, radio station, and a lot of great people. Some people have come through here and gone on to professional radio.
Mm-hmm.
Some bands have come here through here, like the Atlantics and other bands, and gone on to record contracts. So please come out Saturday starting, we're going to start you out mellow at 8 o'clock for a couple hours with some songwriters, and first 2 hours songwriter circles, and then we're going to go live full band, and then acoustic back and forth all day. Then the student, Benny, and all the people in Studio B and the students are going to hit you hard after that.
Well, we should make a correction, though. We don't, when you say please come out, we don't really want people coming to the radio station.
No, we mean...
Tune in
and post on Facebook. Some might do Facebook Live. We're trying to find that out right now if that's going to happen.
So listen, if you'd like to listen to us worldwide, all you got to do is go to WMFO.org and click on that listen tab.
Yeah,
and
your app.
Oh, your app. You can. Yeah, there's an app application.
There's an app for phone applications. Yes.
Okay. So WMFO.org, and you can listen to us worldwide. And special shout out to some of my listeners throughout the United States, China, and Hong Kong, and we recently grabbed France. So we're very, very impressed and very pleased for that. And if it wasn't for you people tuning into us, well, we just wouldn't be here. So we're very thankful. You know what, Mike? I want to talk about something else too. I'd like to talk about another project that you're involved in that you created, and thankfully I'm part of it too, Boston Women's Rock.
Yeah, Boston Women's Rock. It was a brainchild of Heather Mary Stewart, not related, a good friend, and myself several years ago, and we decided that we wanted to do something that highlighted the female musicians from the New England area, whether they be, you know, folk or rock or R&B or whatever they're doing. And what we do is we have a segment that we do on WMFO in different shows, like Dance Music Express, like Rising with Sky Bar, like Something About the Women Show, which is one of the oldest women's show in the United States.
How many years has she been on?
Something About the Women?
Yes.
Oh, probably 30 plus years.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, we do it on Mike on the Mic, and we do it up at WMWM on Tracks of the Town, the Juke Joint, What's Happening, and Acoustic Avenue. And formerly the old WEMF, which went out of business.
Mm-hmm. And I would like to say a shout out to my sister station, or our sister station, WMWM 91.7, which I am part of their team on Saturday nights. I do the Uncle Henry's Basement Show. It's oldies. Top 40.
Yeah, top 40 doo-wop.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, do you remember what's your name there?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Oh, anything else you'd like to add?
No, we do that segment every several weeks, so if you know anybody that's doing that kind of music, excuse me, that would like that type of exposure, go to Facebook, Boston Women Rock, and contact us. Send us your... we ask for usually your physical CDs or digital music, which is 320 or better MP3s. And we'll look about maybe getting you on air.
That's right. And if you need to get in touch with me, go to WMFO DJD and send me your information, and I'll get it right over to Michael, and he'll review your materials, and perhaps we can do something to get you on the radio. And don't forget, mark your calendar, because it's going to happen this weekend. Live Music Day right here on WMFO 91.5. And I got a shout out going out to the Trail Running Festival in Boxford, Massachusetts. We were grateful to be honored to host this show again. This is our fourth year, and we're already talking about next year. It's just a great turnout. You come up, you run through the woods. It's just beautiful country up there, and we're very thankful. So special shout-out to BTA Bolt and Priscilla. Thank you, baby. We love you.
Spinderella cut it up one time. Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex for now. To the people at home or in the crowd, it keeps coming up anyhow. Don't decoy, avoid, or make void the topic, cause that ain't gonna stop it. Now we talk about sex on the radio and video shows. Many will know anything goes. Let's tell it like it is and how it could be, how it was, and of course how it should be. Those who think it's dirty have a choice. Pick up the needle, press pause, or turn the radio off. Will that stop us, Pep?
I doubt it.
Alright then, come on, spin.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
to get whatever she don't got. Fellas droop like fools, but then again, they're only human. The chick was a hit because her body was booming. Gold, pearl, rubies, crazy diamonds. Nothing she wore was ever common. Her dates, heads of state, men of taste, lawyers, doctors. No one was too great for her to get with or even mess with. The press, she says, was next on her list. And believe me, you, it's as good as true. There ain't a man alive that she couldn't get next to. She had it all in the bag, so she should have been glad. But she was mad and sad and feeling bad, thinking about the things that she never had. No love, just sex, followed next with a check and a note. That last night was dope, 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 dope.
Take it easy.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Be making love.
Come on, how many guys you know make
Let's
love?
Talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and
you and me.
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk
about sex.
Let's talk about sex. A little bit, baby. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Seducing teen girls online is easy. A lot of them feel so lonely and misunderstood. I don't even need to lie about my age. They're just glad they're talking to someone.
Someone older I can trust. They're more mature than the guys at my school and understand me better than other
teen girls are very trusting. You just have to tell them they're beautiful and special and you can wear down whatever suspicions they have.
Have an understanding of real love. It's not all about looks. They know that doesn't matter when you're totally in love.
Love is the final piece of the puzzle. They believe anything I tell them because
I don't see why you shouldn't meet someone you totally trust. I mean, if someone really cares about you, there's no danger in
meeting them. No matter how long it takes, is always the goal. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn more. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
A public service announcement right here from WMFO 91.5. I can't stress the importance of that PSA, public service announcement. You need to be very careful when you're online. Do not give out your information. Do not trust anybody. It's very, very dangerous out there, and you must be cautious and always be aware of who you're emailing or texting to. Very, very important. What else is happening? It's 59 degrees right here in the city of Medford. Get out there, get warm. The sun is shining. I came in this morning. It was raining. I'm like, oh my God, I can't stand it. I got an earache. I'm having a lot of problems getting there, but I got here. I am here. It's 59 degrees outside right now. The sun's shining. I might go home and I might jump on my motorcycle. That's what I'm thinking about. And let's see what's happening on WMFO this weekend. Live Music Day, October 26th. That's right. It's going to be happening all day. Mike, you want to jump on for a minute? Go ahead. We can put you back on. All right.
Yeah. It was going to be a lot of great stuff. We're going to have people like great artists like Bad Marriage, who's just coming off a tour with Tesla. Wow. We're going to have the Cast Irons, who just released their second CD. We're going to have Krista Johnson, who on the Rock and Roll Rumble. We're going to have Coraline Ashley, who's actually recorded in Abbey Road Studios. Mm-hmm. We're going to have Vicky Porter, Gary Mandel, Frank Rowe from the Classic Ruins, Samantha Farrow. I mean, this great Brandy Black. Great, great artist. I mean, you can see the list. You can go to WMFO and our Facebook page and see all these great artists. But I would say tune in, support this student and community-run radio station. We want to keep it vital. We want to keep it highlighted. We want to keep it in the spotlight. We got great, great music, great DJs, student and community. We want to be a part of what's going on in the radio, terrestrial and web streaming radio. Support it. Be part of it. Listen to it.
That's right. If you want to be part of it, and if you're a female artist, up-and-coming talent, we are very interested in speaking to you. That's right. It's Boston Women Rock. And send your information to me or to Michael. I'm at WMFODJD@gmail.com. And Michael, how can they reach you?
Go to the Facebook page, Boston Women Rock, or my Facebook page, Michael Scott Stewart. That's where I do all my music business. And when Jenna's here, when she does the country hour, she would want any new up-and-coming country artists, and Dara would like any R&B and music, dance music artists.
That's right. Absolutely. That's right. And a shout-out to Jenna. I forgot about my little one. My little one just received her certificate under the FCC guidelines, so she's legal now. Can you imagine this?
Oh, WMFO DJ.
That's right.
She's going to embarrass us. She's going to be way better.
No, yeah. She'll be training us next year.
Can they make requests to the show, Daryl?
I'm sorry?
Can they make requests to Dance Music Express?
Yes, they can, absolutely.
Tell them how.
All they got to do is call in to WMFO DJ. I'm sorry, WMFO. Where is that phone? Why did you do
it's
that?
It's way, way up there. You can't see.
I can't see
it's
that.
It's 588-915-WMFO. That's 588-915-9636. Or you probably have an email or your email address. What is it?
I'm sorry, and my phone is going off with the request to coming right in. Yeah. Thank you, Michael, very much. Actually, the phone number, Michael, is
855-915-9636.
That's right. They're probably calling someone, you know, disturbing in their home.
They're waking them up.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Hey, we want to hear Rock Around the Clock, all right.
That's 855-915-WMFO.
That's right.
And what is your email address? And you have
my email, send your information to me at WMFODJD@gmail.com, and I will get back to
how
you.
How about Facebook?
Jenna is working on the Facebook page for us, so she's got that. I think she's almost ready with it,
yeah.
I think.
We want you dancing in your dorms.
Yeah, there you go.
We want you outside exercising this beautiful day.
And we might have, is Jenna going to be on this weekend with us?
We hope so.
You sent her the information. Yeah. That's good. And let's see, what else? Let me see, what did I play? I didn't even do my callbacks.
Yeah, dude.
Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing. Salt and pepper. Yeah, sexual healing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, you got bad ears.
I'm thinking about my hearing. I've got to go to the doctor after the radio show.
Oh, he's got a long drill.
Maybe I'll go to the psychiatrist is what I need.
Well, you know, just ream that ear out with a nice ream.
Salt and pepper. Let's talk about sex. The OJs. I Love Music. And John McCrae. Rock your body. Rock your baby.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. My boys were in earlier, and... They have a show on before me, and they call themselves Toasty Time with Luke, Jack, and Andres. And
I think they toasted you.
I told them, I'm old. What do you want? So we were talking a little bit about music and what to play and things like that. And they do a lot of freeform stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, they're all over the chat. EDM.
I hear a lot of great stuff coming out of the students. A lot of modern R&B and hip hop and country. And some are into the old classic tunes, too.
There's our request line going out.
Yeah.
All right. And we're going to do, you know what? Do the shout out to Jody down at the paint bar.
Hey, Jody, down at the paint bar. I hope you're listening.
Well, that was really exciting, let me tell you.
I know I have a better voice than Daryl. So
I'm sure you do. All right. Sexy. Shout out to Jody down at the paint bar. Always checks us out. And I got to talk about my boys one more time. Luke, Jack, and Andres. They are the Toasty Time. And then my girls are coming up next. They're going to be on coming in. I think they're coming in to relieve us. But anyway.
And call, you know, get a hold of DJ D if you want to shout out to somebody.
That's right. DJ D, go to WMFODJD@gmail.com. And as you know, we would love to do an event for you. We just did a nice event for the BTA Bolt Boxford Music Festival, Running Festival. Yeah. And this is our fourth year. There goes our request line again, Mike.
I'm glad you dress yourself in the morning because it'd be pretty scary.
Oh, you should see. I can't say what these texts are coming in, y'all. Let's see. So we did the BTA Bolt Boxford Running Festival. It's our fourth year hosting that. We're very thankful for that. And a special shout out to Priscilla for having us back again. And we're already talking about next year. And don't forget again, Saturday Live Music Day right here at MFO 91.5. Ah, the Temptations. Just My Imagination Running Away. DJ D, MFO 91.5.
there's always that one person that will always have your heart. You never see it coming cause you're blinded from the start. Know that you're that one for me. It's clear for everyone to see. Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
You gotta rock and wait in this one. Come on.
See, I don't know about y'all, but I know about us. And
it's the only way we know how to rock.
I don't know about y'all, but I know about us. And
it's the only way we know how to rock.
Do you remember, girl? Was the one who gave you your first kiss. Cause I remember, girl, I was the one who said, put your lips like this. Even before all the fame and people screaming your name, girl, I was there and you were my baby. It started when we were younger, you were mine. Now another brother's taking over, but it's still in your eyes.
Dance, music, express.
You might like to hear
WMFO Medford. right, gang, that's going to wrap it up for me. I'm just about out of here in a few more minutes. My girls are in. My favorite girl's in the house. That's right. Zora from Jam Labs. Stick around because she rocks it. I'm telling you right now. You think my music's good? This girl puts me under the bus. I love her. DJ